Hi guys, welcome back to The Great Debate. I'm your moderator, Dan Medina.
It's good to be here, man. I'm weirdly in a good mood today.
What's that about?
I don't know. Well, it's a Friday right now.
Sure.
I'm feeling it's like the end of the week and, you know, get to go home and relax. I don't know. And I'm happy to see you guys, as always. I love both of you. I think I've mentioned that before.
It seems like you're starting host chat before we've had our micro.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Right. I'm out of order.
Guys, could we have a little micro debate here?
Please.
Okay. I've got a topic for you, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
The topic for this micro debate is jokes are funny.
Oh, actually, before we start the debate, I did just want to tell a little story about I was at church the other day. And the priest was in the confessional, but he had to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
And so he ran out of the bathroom, and he needed someone to fill in the confessional. So he grabbed the janitor, and he said, can you just go in there, just hear confessions, really? Give out Hail Marys? And the janitor goes in there, he's like, okay, all right. And parishioner goes in, says, he doesn't know that it's the janitor, and he says, you know, Father, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. The janitor's like, oh, okay. And he says, I got a blowjob this week. And the janitor, he doesn't know what to say. How many Hail Marys is that, et cetera?
Right.
And he gets up and he gets out of the confessional, mm-hmm. and he sees the nun coming down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Waves her over. He says, quick, sister, what does the father give out for a blowjob? And the nun says, $20, same as in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. It was a little funny.
I mean,
I'm looking at your... Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not in the debate.
You're welcome. You're the moderator. You can jump in whenever you want.
So that was your sneak attack opening statement?
Yeah, I think jokes are funny. They're not the funniest thing in the world. The funniest thing in the world is like America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah. Accidents. But jokes are funny.
Yeah, jokes used to be funny. I think that the problem is that just most jokes are terrible. Anytime, I mean, when was the last time you actually got excited to hear a joke? If someone says, oh, I got a joke for you, you already know you're going to have to fake a laugh. They don't actually create surprise or genuine laughter.
I'm going to put it, that's the fault of that person saying, I've got a joke for you. That's an oafish person who doesn't know. Like,
no, it's not.
You should just sneak it in there, as I did.
You want credit for the craftiness of your joke delivery?
Yeah.
I don't think that
most paintings are bad. That doesn't mean art is bad.
I don't think most paintings are bad.
Sure, they are.
But separate topic.
Okay.
jokes are. Here's the thing. Let's just get this out of the way. Okay. You and I are comedy writers, and we know comedy. Some might argue not that well.
We get jokes, money out of it somehow.
Yeah, somehow we, okay. So we know funny better than other people. I think that's okay to say. And jokes to us are not funny.
But on the other hand, we are filling the shows we write for with jokes. That's the main part of our job.
I think the kind of things that we write that we like in shows don't really qualify as jokes. Like, we like stuff in 30 Rock. We like stuff on
what's great about 30 Rock is how many jokes. It's full of jokes.
Yeah, but those aren't actually jokes. They're not like set up in punchline. They're just
packed with jokes.
I don't think those fit the actual definition of what a joke is.
Well,
what's your favorite joke? What's your favorite joke from 30 Rock?
That's going to be hard for me to think of it really quickly.
I know, because you only worked there and watched every episode of it.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's like it's stressful to think of what's your number one joke?
Well, because maybe it's because they're not that funny. Did you ever think of that?
There's a million that are funny. The listeners are going to send them to me. I wish I could have thought of one sooner.
So just for the record, you couldn't think of one joke from 30 Rock.
Well, what about on The Simpsons?
Oh, sorry. No. No, we ran out of time. You couldn't think of one
Can
joke.
I just tell what I was going to say about The Simpsons? Remember when in Nelson Muntz, he's like, he was going to eat tadpoles for lunch, and Marge Simpson takes pity on him, and she gives him a sandwich, and he's so happy. He says, my tadpoles seem crude by comparison.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke.
I don't think that's a joke. I think that's just like
it's a character-based joke.
Yeah, it's like a character-based line.
Yeah, it's
not
a
joke. Really.
Medina, what were you going to say about my face?
First of all, your joke was not funny, but your face—I had the benefit of watching your face while you tell us that that was very funny.
I'll put something up on the website so listeners can get that pleasure.
Yes, ew. a little video. Mm.
I will. Can I admit you genuinely had me when you said, I do want to tell a quick story. I didn't see it coming until I heard janitor. I actually thought you went to church. What's wrong with me?
I did go to church this week because it was Easter, and I saw Mark Wahlberg there.
Oh.
And he was chomping down on communion like it was a piece of
like
bubble
it was a Wahlberger.
Like it was bubble gum, yeah.
Are we in host chat? Do you have an official topic or
no.
Anything?
We can just roll. I mean, I can always throw something out there, but.
Do you think Mark Wahlberg is a good actor?
I think he's incredible. Yeah, I think he's a great actor. Yeah,
he does have a weird ability.
He's so good. Come on,
he's good, right?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Pain and Gain. Come on.
I didn't see that.
He's also like phenomenal. Just charismatic and beautiful to look at.
See, I don't know.
He did blind a Vietnamese man while shouting racial slurs at him.
I don't know that I'd call him charismatic. I think he's like sexy or something. Does he really?
Who is charismatic?
That's a great question. Bill Clinton. Mick Jagger.
Okay. Yeah. And what are we...
Medina.
That's just
Medina is one of the most charismatic people I
know.
Sure,
yeah. I think you're not nothing in the charisma department.
Totally. A huge mistake.
Both of you.
You got something.
I think it's like likability, charm, quality you root for them. You want to be close to them.
Right.
Am I just defining the word?
I think the origin of the word is like being loved by God or something, right?
No, I don't know, but I love that we're just speculating wildly
about it
when everyone can look it up.
Sanskrit
and know
root or something. They can't. They're driving, probably. They're listening to the podcast.
You know what? If you're driving, we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
Let's be real. If you're driving, you could probably...
At a stoplight.
What do you have to actually type? Define or charisma?
Charisma.
Origin?
You misspelled it and now you're looking over and boom, you just got T-boned.
Yeah, it might happen. I guess don't do it.
The Great Debates does not endorse texting while driving.
This is looking up definitions of words.
I think we should be apolitical. I think we should also not endorse not texting.
Yeah. If you've got something to communicate, get it out there. Medina, how was your week?
It's fine.
Anything for host chat?
No, I am doing a lot of building at home, I guess.
Oh,
I got my circular saw out.
Oh, nice.
Man.
Watch those fingers.
Yeah, got to be careful. Safety first.
I just realized how weird it is that you went to church on Easter.
I've been thinking about that, too.
Really?
I like the idea of going to church on Easter, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of like joining the crowd.
Do you think Mark Wahlberg goes every Sunday or just Easter?
I'm not concerned about Mark Wahlberg. Okay. I want to know what were you doing at church?
I don't know. I felt like it was Easter. There ought to be some kind of ceremony.
Did you go alone? Did you go with friends?
Went alone. Who am I going to go with? I know nothing but atheists and the godless.
But you don't believe in God, do you?
You know, I'm open to it.
Oh, God.
Did I wear a nice outfit? Yeah, I look pretty good.
Were you, real answer, to what extent were you looking for ladies?
I knew that at the Catholic Church there would be some hot babes, and there were.
Yeah, that's cool. How'd it go?
I didn't talk to any of them.
Great.
But, you know.
Were there kids there? Was there egg hunts?
Wasn't a ton of kids. I don't know if there was an egg hunt. It's a busy day at church. There's probably a lot of stuff going on. I was in and out of there pretty fast.
Did you have a nice Easter dinner to follow it up?
I did. I'm trying to think what I did for dinner that night. I can't recall. Did you do something for Easter dinner?
No.
I did something good.
Don't look at me. I didn't even realize it was Easter until someone tweeted about it.
Did you do a Seder? Passover?
No.
You don't care about that?
You know, I used to like Seders a lot. But now I can't bring myself to do it really anymore.
The Passover versus Easter is a real, like...
It's a hot weekend.
Head-to-head of...
It's March Madness.
Because, like, Passover is such a bummer. The food is a bummer. The story is a bummer.
That's crazy.
Easter is jubilant pastels and candy and bunnies. Literally bunnies.
I don't think the story of Passover is a bummer.
It's a drag. You're in slavery, and then you go out to the desert, and they're killing everybody's kids. It's vengeful and dark.
That is one of the things.
It has a happy ending, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
for the Jews, not for the Egyptians.
Well. Yeah, no, that's true. But, you know, that's why we, like, spill out part of our glass of wine is because we can't. I say we as if I'm actually Jewish. This is why Jews, one of the traditions is that they spill out a portion of their wine is because they can't fully rejoice knowing that their enemies were thwarted or defeated and killed.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know. That's at least what I was told when I used to be Jewish. I don't know if that's tradition or actually in a book or some shit. Am I exhausting you?
No,
Healy?
I'll be honest. My mind was—I was going to say something bad.
Go
about
ahead.
The
you
cheapness
say
of pouring out of whatever. Let's
what?
Just move
oh,
on.
Oh, what?
That, you know, they felt bad because they were too cheap and they felt bad about pouring out a little bit of wine.
Yeah, it doesn't quite line up.
I know,
though.
I didn't land it, yeah. So I just tried to move on. But you saw it in my eyes.
Jokes aren't funny. It proves
jokes
the point.
Well, that wasn't a joke.
No, that was truly nothing.
Let's yes. get to the debate.
Yes.
Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a topic for debate today.
Please.
This one is a bit of a mouthful, so bear with me. Okay, guys. The topic up for debate is, it would have been harder to fake the moon landing than to actually go to the moon.
It would have been harder to fake the moon landing than to actually go to the moon. Okay. I'm taking the pro. I think it would have been a lot harder.
You think, the more optimistic view?
Yeah, the more life-affirming view. I'm Steve Healy. I always take the more life-affirming side. And it's more life-affirming to believe that we went to the moon than that a conspiracy of people conned the world.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, opening statement. It's better to believe that we did land on the moon, which I do believe. I think we did land on the moon. I think it's really, really hard for three people to keep a secret, let alone, I think you would need a minimum of 200 people to fake the moon landing. You definitely need Buzz Aldrin, Michael Collins, and Neil Armstrong to lie about it. You need the president to lie about it. You need all the people playing Mission Control to lie about it. You need all their wives to lie about it. Then you need the people that filmed the fake moon landing to lie about it. You need everybody who worked at NASA to lie about it. So we're talking about, let's say, 500 people. And they're all participating in a charade that we staged this thing instead of actually just putting a guy on the moon, which is what they did do. So I think it's pretty clear that it would have been easier, although very challenging scientifically, to undertake the mission of landing a guy on the moon. It's a lot easier to keep people focused on a task than to get 500 people to conspire together in a lie.
Are you done with your opening statement?
Sure.
I mean, you've whiffed completely here. You've already confused the premise.
Really?
Yeah, the idea, listen to the words here. Okay. It would have been harder to fake the moon landing than to go to the moon. What you're trying to argue is, what I'm hearing from you is an argument that is, the moon landing was real because it would have been harder to fake it. That's not the issue.
Okay.
The question is, which is harder, to fake the moon landing or go to the moon?
Yeah.
Well, I say it's way easier to fake the moon landing. Well, we're not saying that what actually happened was necessarily fake, or even that we're not saying that, like, it would have been easier to fake the moon landing with the very parameters that we actually went to the moon with. What we're saying is it would have been easier to fake the moon landing than go to the moon. I mean, here's all you need to do to fake the moon landing. It's 1961 or whatever.
68.
No, come no. On. You
when we got started
back in time.
Okay.
JFK says we choose to go to the moon, right, whatever. Right. And then he in the Oval Office he goes, "We're gonna fake the moon landing."
Okay.
And he's talking to Robert F. Kennedy,
the Attorney General,
LBJ, yeah, okay.
And the Vice President.
That's all he says. Okay. "We're gonna fake the moon landing," and then
they say, "Okay,
done. This is easy. We'll get a soundstage. We'll take two pictures, and this is so easy to do."
There's so much more.
Hold on. I'm not quite.
Is this still your opening statement?
Yes, okay. I'm sorry. And then so then they do that and they fake it, and maybe it goes well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe the American people find out. We're not saying that the people wouldn't have found out if we had faked the moon landing.
Okay, first of all, why did it take? Are you done with your opening statement?
I guess so.
Why did it take from 61 to 7 years to do the faking?
No, in my version, it doesn't at all.
Oh, okay.
It only took 2 years. It took 3 weeks. It's so easy.
But then why didn't they do it right after Kennedy said it?
Oh, they could. They very well could have.
They could have. Were they deliberately?
No, the reason that they didn't isn't because it was. It has the reasons that actual history took place have nothing to do with how easy or hard something was. It was because they actually wanted to go to the moon.
So you're conceding that we did land on the moon. That
yes,
the moon
of course
was
we
real.
Landed on the moon.
But you think it would have been easy to fake it.
Yes, Healy, you're totally, you've totally missed what this debate is.
No, I haven't. I think that,
yeah, you
I think
did,
that
bud.
Faking it
yeah.
includes keeping the secret.
Okay, well, go ahead and argue that to me, because I think faking it means the government decide, even
no,
really.
You have to fool people.
I don't think you have to fool
people
at all.
To succeed in faking it.
That's not true. A magician fakes it. He doesn't actually fool people into thinking that magic is real.
He
fools
people.
That was a terrible example. Let's not argue that. That was terrible.
I think that you're kind of destroying the debate with lawyerliness.
If I have to win a debate by destroying it with lawyerliness, I'm not above that. I'm here to win. I'm not here to entertain people or to argue the merits of the actual history.
Let's get down to the brass tacks of how challenging it would be to successfully fake the moon landing. First of all, need it to look like the moon. And also, it's not just those pictures. They had video.
Yeah.
They had days worth of audio transmissions back and forth from Houston.
Okay, that's all part of the very fake. Easy to reconstruct.
No, first you have to it's hard to invent that stuff. It's hard to plot it out.
Keely,
it's hard to know what the moon is going to be like. The surface of the moon.
Again, here's your problem: is that you're saying you're using the evidence of actual history. You're saying it would have been harder to fake what actually happened, and that's not fair. Because if they were going to fake the moon landing, they wouldn't have recreated what actually happened.
What would they have done?
They would have probably said, total speculation here, yeah. But if I were in charge, yeah. I would say something. If I'm JFK,
okay.
I would say, we're going to the moon, we got the fucking ship. And we're going.
It's Bill Cosby.
But, what?
Bill Cosby.
No, he just, his voice shakes a little because he's so emotional about, forget that. Yeah. He says, we're going to the moon and we have the technology. Here's the problem. We can only get one still photograph while we're up there. And there's only going to be 6 people involved in this thing because it's so tight. The military grade technology involved is so top secret. We can't have that many people involved.
I think that what you've done is probably exactly what you set out to do, which is win the debate by not really engaging with it.
That's fine with me. I don't want anyone to think for a second that I'm here to do anything other than win a debate. That's what that to me. And if you want to argue about what the purpose of the great debates is for the remaining time, I'm fine with that.
What do you think the purpose of the great debates is?
For you and me
rank
to
it,
sit
rank
down
them in numbers.
There's only one purpose. To
spend time with me.
Hello, you play to win the game. To quote the great NFL coach Herm Edwards, that's the only reason we're here is to win.
Is that true?
No, obviously not. It's way better to hang out than there's no actual winning.
Do you
winning.
Feel
it's
any obligation to entertain the listeners?
No, they're not here. I think they're making a mistake by listening to this to begin with. I've been on record about that several times, and I think that I actually think that. Even if I did care about the listeners, I am entertaining the listeners by winning at all costs. That's what people want to see.
You are going to become, there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to become one of America's great crank figures.
I'm not, Healy, I'm the exact opposite of a crank. I'm so authentic because I'm so, you've got it all wrong, man.
You're
gonna
be
convicted
one of the great,
in my beliefs.
Grouch characters in American public culture.
Grouch me, oh, you mean a crank, like someone who's cranky. I thought like a prankster.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay. Oh,
not
thank
a crank
you.
Yanker.
No, oh, I appreciate that. Oh, if you're saying that I'm grumpy and gonna.
Like, people are going to be at Thanksgiving dinner, they're going to be like, Uncle Tom is such a Dave King. He's
from your
classic.
Lips.
You know
from
Dave King on Great Debates? He's like that. He's contrarian.
He's a jerk.
Won't give anything
likes
up, but you love him anyway.
He wins at all
but
costs.
But you love him anyway.
But don't you think that some people...
You're the great antagonist.
Don't you think people listen to the Great Debates not necessarily to hear the arguments, but for the sport of it, to watch someone try to win in any way possible.
Yeah, but I don't think that those people are really going to appreciate this debate. Because I think they know that, I mean, they're going to be like, okay, Dave won, but they're not going to, it's not a good, clean win.
I think this is one of the cleanest wins in history. You admitted that I won. That to me is a clean win.
I admitted that you changed the term. You didn't debate the debate cleanly. You didn't talk about, we're talking about the moon landing and how difficult it would be to fake the events of the moon.
Do you want me to entertain the idea that, do you want me to actually argue with you about like, okay, the moon landing actually, it would have been harder to do the actual moon landing than to fake it? You want to talk about the real moon landing?
I don't care.
Well, great. Then I've won again.
I'm trying to think of like the analog in sports movies to what you did. I think it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like...
Well, it's any movie where the person you're rooting for wins.
No.
Because if you were rooting for me, then you saw me win.
It's a movie like one of those movies where the dog is on the football team or
okay,
something.
Air Bud.
Yeah, he
wins.
Football dog.
He always wins.
It's like, well,
golden receiver.
They didn't really determine which high school was the best at football that year. a dog played.
Oh, which that's is an not the question. Oh, so it's interesting that you say that.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you, and I actually support that claim because the purpose, we're not here to determine who is the best debater. We're here to determine who wins each debate. And I actually think if I can win a debate, even as the inferior, if I'm an inferior to you in my debating qualities and I can still win, that to me is more impressive.
It's a classic underdog story.
Yes, I brought my A game. I outsmarted you.
Yeah, it's Moneyball.
A little bit, yeah. So is it time for closing arguments?
I'd like to hear closing arguments now.
Steve, who goes first? We always Steve forget.
You go just first. Go ahead.
I think that it would have been harder to fake any version of the moon landing than to actually go to the moon, because what you have to do is get a bunch of people to agree to a lie. That is included in faking the moon landing. And it's a lot. It's not easy to go to the moon, but to get a bunch of people to keep a lie like that and to not give it up, to not expose it, is harder than to achieve the technical feat of going to the moon. So I think it would have been harder to fake the moon landing, any version of it, than to go to the moon. And I certainly think it would have been harder to fake the version of the moon landing that we have recorded than to have achieved that thing.
Okay. There's no way that any version of the moon landing is harder to do for real than to fake. I mean, kids can recreate a fake version of the moon landing.
But no one would buy it. Faking it successfully is part of the assumption.
So even though I've already won, let me just for sport try to entertain the spirit of what you thought we were going to debate. one thing you're forgetting is just how long and how many millions of dollars, how many years and how much money was spent on the actual moon landing. If we had decided the birth of NASA and our space program, if instead we had decided that instead of it being authentic and real, it was going to be totally fake, we could have poured all of our resources into containing secrets, creating fear, creating illusions, creating sound stages, hiring directors. Just imagine for a second that the same amount of resources were poured into faking this, starting again roughly in 1960 or a little bit before then. Give the 9 years, and again, I say, if I were in charge, I would have lessened the number of people involved, because I think you're absolutely right that it's hard to keep secrets the more people are there are involved. And I think it's not that hard at all to imagine a scenario where I at least think we could have gotten a fake. Here, let me put it to you this way. How about this as a thought experiment? The year is 1960. I'm sorry, am I going on forever?
No, that's great.
The year is 1960, and two parallel universes exist.
Okay.
The United States is exactly the same in both of them. Okay. And in one of them, John Kennedy says, we're going to go to the moon. We're going to do this for real to his cohorts. And in the other, he says, we're going to wink, wink, go to the moon. We need to fake the moon landing. Mm-hmm. Which do you think achieves their goal first? The answer is the fake moon landing. It doesn't take them 9 years to fucking fake a moon landing. And that proves to me that it's way easier to fake a moon landing than to actually pull it off. I rest my case.
Whoa. I think it's interesting that, Steve, you chided Dave for riding on a technicality when you really only had one point, which is that it's hard to get people not to lie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a great point. It is a different debate.
I think that it's the pulling it off that's hard. Obviously, it's not hard to make a picture of it that looks like a guy being on the moon, but it's hard to pull it off.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people would tell you that it has been pulled off. Do we all agree there's no way that they actually faked the moon landing?
I think that we all agree because we're over a certain age. But my opinion is that people under about 28, 29 years old all feel mostly that it was entirely fake.
I gotta say, if it was fake, then the author of it, whoever was like in charge of the story of it, had an amazing level of restraint.
It's a 10-year story. It's really quite.
It's a 10-year, and it's also like they didn't go for the most dramatic version. Like there isn't a. If you asked me to fake the moon landing, I would have come up with a guy dying, and somebody saves him, and it would have been like Gravity. It would have been epic. Right. But they did a version that's barely boring.
What if you found out that the first few were real, but Apollo 13 was faked? Because they were like, we got to stir shit up. We got to talk, I don't know, we're going to slingshot something around the moon.
I'm open to the idea Apollo 13 was fake.
I'm not. It's
let's wrap this up. Guys, thanks for a great debate. I really enjoyed being with you today. And I'd like to invite our listeners to weigh in on what they thought and who they thought won. We'll see you next time on The Great Debates.